Folks, this is Glenn Stout. You're with HSPN Sports again. This is midway through the season. Fantastic game this last weekend. Coral Springs Charter Panthers played undefeated Calvary Christian Eagles. It was the biggest game so far this season. Last time these two teams met, it was for a championship back in 2014, not too long ago. The Calvary Christian Eagles won that game, the Southeastern Football Conference Championship. I know the Panthers came in and they got ready with a big chip on their shoulder, and it proved it because the undefeated Panthers came in with a big victory, 24-9 over last year's Southeastern Football Conference champions. And we're going to get to talk to three of the special players today. We're going to get on the phone today. Tonight we've got A.J. Miller, the quarterback. We've got Kalen Carson, which is an athlete, plays all over the field. And then we've got the big foot of Sander Loshinsky, who we'll talk about in a little bit, that pumped a field goal from incredible distance that, you know, you don't see a lot in high school, but we'll talk about that as well because that is a big tool. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
AJ, we're going to start with you. Preparation for this game, mindset, the general of the team, a lot of expectations. How did this thing play out, and what did you guys do to prep for this game? And have you really been prepping for this game through the beginning of the season as a payback, or was this just it started Monday? Tell me your thoughts.
Yeah, well, we try to come into this game just to play for each other and not so much to try and avenge the loss from last year, but – just to try and focus on that. They're just another team that is in the way of our final expectation that because we have to win a championship at the end of the season. But coming in, we tried to key their Mike linebacker, their 1D tackle, and then, of course, their free safety. The free safety just gave away the coverage on usually every play. So we tried to play with our snap count and because they tried to disguise what they're doing a lot. They were just a base cover 3 team with two linebackers in the box. Just did not try and give up the big play. So we just tried to exploit their what they do best, and that was just the cover 3.
So how was the mindset? You started out, folks that watch this game, it started out a little bit shaky. You threw a what was that? Was that a split screen, or was that a little out? What was that pass pattern that was caught and then fumbled, and what was that? What was that call?
Yeah, that's just a quick play action and then an arrow to our H-back coming out of the backfield.
That's what I thought, and he got hit, and it lit the ball, and boy, it was a great not even a bounce in midair. The Eagles grabbed it and took it in for the score. Tell me about what the mindset was after that play.
Yeah, that was definitely a great play by Calvary, but we've gone through adversity throughout the season, so we just tried to build off that and put it behind us and not think about it.
You know, I'm looking here, and it looks like you've got almost 1,000 yards halfway through the season. 129 attempts, 90 completions. Are most of your completions underneath, AJ?
Oh, yes, sir. It's a lot of screens and a lot of behind the line of scrimmage.
And why do you do? What do you guys see that you do that? Because of the talent you have on the outside, the speed. What is it? Why is the reason that nobody's pressing you guys? Nobody's coming up. What do you think that is?
Yeah, I think most teams are just scared of the deep ball against us because we have so much athleticism and speed. And then we try to manipulate the linebackers. So whatever they do, they're wrong. So either each play, we have an option of either running it or passing it. So we try and read a linebacker on every play, and whatever they do, they're wrong ultimately. So that makes us successful.
Well, I know you got one of your favorite receivers, running back, kick returner, you know, defensive back. You got Kalen Carson on here. Tell me about your relationship with Kalen.
Well, Kalen and I have a great relationship. We try to joke around with each other and not be too serious in practice, but still get the job done on Friday night.
Well, you kept your average up, 3 touchdowns, a game average. You got 3 touchdowns and one of those. I know one of them at least. Kalen, you took one, or did you take more than one to the house?
I took one to the house, sir.
And that was the first score of the night, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, that was just, again, it was a split screen. What do you have, the tight end, someone kick out the safety, and then basically, well, you tell us about the play.
It's just a regular screen. The number two receiver takes out the safety, and then it just athleticism from there.
Well, you ran about 30 yards across the field. You ran underneath, I guess it was the linebackers, and then you cut up and just took it to the house. You basically outran those guys. What's your 40 speed, Kalen?
My recent 40 speed at Toledo during our camp tour was a 4.46.
Yeah, I could tell you were running by some people, and I saw one of them that you just froze dead in his heel. I guess it was the outside linebacker. You just froze him. When you came across the field, you just froze, and he didn't even turn on you. And then, you know, you got some guys blocking downfield. How about some of those receivers that were blocking downfield? Who were they?
That was Zach Weber and Dominic Grassi.
You guys have been playing for 4 years now, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you pretty much got the timing down with these guys real good. I know last year, AJ, you were injured, so you had a year that you didn't play, but the timing is just impeccable. You guys been working throughout the summer for that, get that timing down?
I think it's just something that happens over time. Like you said, we've been working together for 4 years, basically, so I think the timing just over time just started to click.
Now, this summer, did you guys get a chance? You were in our 7-on-7 tournament, our 7v7. Actually, AJ, you were a scholar athlete. Did you guys compete together in a 7v7 tournament this year besides ours?
Kalen?
Ours was the only tournament?
I think yours was the only tournament. We did little 7-on-7s with U School and Westminster, but those weren't tournaments.
Okay. Well, tell me, or tell the fans out there, the people listening, you're not just a slot receiver. Tell them the other positions you play.
I also play running back. I play defensive back, so I play corner and a little bit of free safety and boundary safety as well. And then kick return, punt return.
Yeah. I saw number 79. He put his weight on you a couple times there. How'd that feel?
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's a big boy.
That was early in the game, too. And then late in the game, you know, you started cramping up a little bit. You ran probably. How many yards did you gain in that game?
I'm not sure. I really don't keep up with the stats, but I know I had over 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, did you rush the ball? You usually play a single back backfield?
Correct.
And is a zone read if you're getting the ball? Is that what the play's called?
Yes. We have a lot of plays like that.
You split time back there with CJ Calvin Jackson Jr.
He plays a little bit of tailback, but our other tailbacks are Michael Carrion, Kevin Soltis, and Michael Aquaviva.
Now, how do you like those kick returns?
I personally like kick return more than punt return. CJ would probably tell you he likes punt return, but kick return is my favorite.
Have you taken any through the paint?
I have not yet.
All right, well, you're saving it up for the big game.
Yep.
Now, Sander, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
50-yard field goal early in the game. How in the world, what do you train to hit field goals that long?
Well, it was actually 46. And me and Coach Woody and then our punter Matias, we always go over to the backfield, which is near where the team practices, and – there's always a slight crosswind down the field. So we have one day where I just do long-range field goals where I practice with for like the 45-plus yard field goals, 50-yard field goals to gain my confidence with a little bit of wind. And then we work on short-range field goals against the wind. So then it helps me increase confidence. So when I do get in the game, I feel comfortable kicking the field goals from any range.
Well, that was a question I was going to ask you. Where do you get the confidence to kick a 50-yard field goal, man?
I just try to forget any last kick, if it's good, if it's bad. And every single day before the game, on the bus ride, I just kind of close my eyes and just imagine myself making the kicks. And right before the game, I imagine myself kicking touchback, making all my kicks. And then when I get out there, I just try not to think and let my leg do the work.
That's a great point for any of those student athletes or even kickers that are listening to this program or going to be listening to the program. Visualization, right? You visualize it in your mind, and then when you get out there, you just visualize it going right through the goalpost, right?
Yep, ever since I was young, I used to play flag football, and I was a kicker for my team, and I always just loved kicking the ball, soccer ball, any ball. And ever since I was young, I always used that philosophy. Close your eyes, think about making the kick, and then do it.
Do you play soccer as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you can kick. How far can you kick it left-footed?
I am a lefty.
So you're pumping it lefty. So how far can you kick it on the other side? I just want to know how far you could probably kick it on both sides. What's the distance on the other side?
I have hit a 30-yard field goal, righty.
That's incredible. That just blows me away. You know, to have that kind of a weapon in a close game, and you guys haven't had any close ones yet. You're pretty much dominating everyone. But if the close game comes up in the championship, all that visualizing is going to come into effect, baby. And you know what? They're leaving it up to the kicker. You'll be pumping it through in the big stadium come, you know, Christmas after Christmas, before Christmas time. And tell me some of your goals, Sander, for this year and beyond.
As a team or individual goals?
Individually.
Individually, I actually talked about that with my coach, Coach Wade, today. We hope to break the 50-yard mark this year. Because that's just something that we've always had a goal as. And then hopefully last year I got second team All-State as a goal. I hope to get first team All-State. And then, of course, just as a team, I just want to win the championship because last year we were so close, and it was a rough game, especially for me last year in the championship, and then just for the whole team. And I think we have the weapons and just the team atmosphere and the mentality to win this year, and I hope that's what we can do.
Well, you guys certainly have been together long enough, and the continuity is there. You're already setting all kind of records, and, man, I'm proud of you. You're setting history, and, you know, just a little footnote about your old coach talking to you right now in the interview, I got a little history as well because I was able to be way back in the day, and AJ, your brother, I coached him and was able to start the program, mm-hmm. the football program at Coral Springs Charter. So I'm just excited to be on the other end of the line and seeing the legacy you guys so quickly have made to be able to get into that championship game again. And, you know, you guys are really dominating now. Hey, Jay, I'm going to come over to you. Give me some of your individual goals that you were looking forward to accomplish this year.
I think just to stay positive throughout the season and stay healthy. And then ultimately just go to college for free, hopefully, through football.
And what do you want to be able to do beyond? You're a scholar athlete. What is it, a 4.6?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's through the roof. What do you want to do beyond when you leave charter football? Do you plan on playing at the next level?
Yes, I definitely want to play football at the next level. But after a football career ends, I've thought about getting into, like, architecture or engineering or some sort of communications. I'm not completely sure yet, though.
So you're good with the numbers then?
Yeah. I love math. Yes, sir.
And you like to draw as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, that's super. I'm a landscape architect, so if you need any help, I can give you a bunch of pointers on that too, and math. Kalen, some of your individual goals of what you want to do. Let me back up for a second. Are you pretty beat up from the game Friday night? I mean, you're all over the field, so you probably take a few days to recover, don't you?
Yeah, this weekend I took a lot of time to recover. I got in the pool, iced up, made sure my body was ready for practice today.
Oh, you know what's cool is it's your dad tweeting in from Iowa. And we have a little conversation shouting out from Iowa. I'm not sure if this game or the last game he was shouting out from Iowa. That was pretty cool. Hey, what are some of your short-term goals and your long-term goals?
Some of my short-term goals this season was to complete the season healthy. Last year, I suffered an Achilles injury early in the season. So far, so good. As well as to have 2,000 all-purpose yards. Playing receiver and running back now, I feel like I can accomplish that goal. And then ultimately just getting that ring on our finger at the end of November is one of our goals as well. And one of my long-term goals would to go to school, to college for free, and to play football. And then once football career is over, probably pursue a career in physical therapy.
Well, that's a great career. Somebody posted something on social media right after the game was over. Was it you that got offered by what school was it, Liberty?
Lehigh.
Lehigh, okay. So they threw that up there, and congratulations on that offer. That's really cool. Sandra, do you want to play kicker, soccer at the next level? What's your plans?
At this point, I don't really have a plan. I'm kind of just letting nature do its course. I have thought a lot about playing football, not as much soccer, but if that opportunity came, I would think about it. But it would just kind of depend on what offers are held my way. And hopefully I do get an offer, and I could have that decision to possibly play football in college, because I think it would be nice. And I just love the atmosphere of being on a football team and just all the relationships you make with all the people. Like, being on a football team is like an unreal experience. So, of course, I'd love to play football in college if given the opportunity.
Well, let me give you a pointer. You concentrate on kicking the ball out of the end zone now, which is going to be to the end zone in college because you're 10 yards farther back. And you keep pumping those 50-yarders, and I guarantee you that you'll be on the map. Are you a senior this year?
Yes, sir.
Because all you guys are graduating this year, and, boy, you're loaded up with seniors. AJ, how many seniors you got on the team this year?
I think it's about 18.
So you guys got a whole bunch of them. In the second half, you got to get some of those young guns in there, get them ready to come out of the chute when you guys get ready to take off and hit the road down the road.
Yep, definitely.
So you guys are looking for the ride to Boca and the ring. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is probably the best year to do it, and I'll tell you what, to get that daggone ring and that picture up on the walls, it'll be up there for a long time, but it'll be something you guys will really, really enjoy. You know, you're talking to an old coach here with a couple pictures on a couple walls, and they probably got some heavy dust on them, but you know, go over to some of those old Fort Lauderdale High School, and you'd kind of laugh if you saw the picture of me, the young guy with the hair behind the ears back in the day, man. But it's something special to be able to have a legacy and to have that record, because it's one thing that nobody can ever take from you, and it's a legacy that you'll always come back to. Little old Charter, that nobody thought anything would happen to little old Charter, sitting there in a parking lot, don't even have your own football field. We negotiated to get a city field. And for those of you all listening, have no facilities, go to a city park, and then they play at another park. But, boy, you come a long ways now. We used to play over at the Lions Rock Island on the rocks, and they gave us one goalpost back in the day.
Wow.
and we had to move it. We practiced over there at Lions Field, at Rock Island, half of a baseball field. We had a 40-yard field. And here's the funny thing, Sander. I had Santiago Hilario, who was Ryan's very good speaker. You know Santiago?
I was friends with his brother, and me and Coach Woody talk about him sometimes.
Well, here's what's funny is we were over that little Lions Park field, and we'll wrap it up after this, but the varsity would be in front of us, and the JVs would be behind, and Santiago could pump it 50 yards left to right footed. So I'd have him line up just in spite behind the varsity as they were doing special teams, and I would have him kick it and they could feel the wind whiz over their heads, and there they go. They're stealing Santiago up to the varsity level, but his parents did not want him to get hit, and he ended up playing soccer all over the world. But anyways, guys, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm looking forward to the Thursday night show. I'm looking forward to watching you. I think we've got you guys four more games, and then we'll follow you, you know, all the way over to, which is great, Boca. We don't have to be going to Gainesville or anywhere, Boca. And just, you know, stay focused in the classroom. You guys are all gentlemen. Character is number one. You know, AJ, you are absolutely in our top 10 in the stealth rating, the stealth 100 and the stealth 20. That is huge to make it that high with that kind of character, those kind of grades, and that kind of skill set. That is super, super great. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again performing. I know Ryan is out there practically every other day. This is the Coral Springs Charter Panthers, definitely now in the driver's seat to make their way back to the championship game this season. They still remain undefeated halfway through the season. Don't be surprised, folks, if they meet those Eagles again, and it might be back at FAU Stadium in Boca Raton for that rematch for the Southeastern Football Conference Championship. This is Glenn Stout with HSPN Sports. We'll see you next time. Good night.